All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more or less theory, so let's go ahead and get started. What the actual fuck just happened? She wants me to visit her tonight? This went much better than expected.
You start walking towards your room when you suddenly hear the front door open.
You really think that's a possibility?
I mean, why not?
Megan and Zoe make their way upstairs.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Why are you standing in the middle of the hallway?
Just going to my room when I heard you two come in.
Where's Elizabeth?
She's in her room.
Still? She's been in there all day. Do you know what's going on with her?
No idea.
Okay. Come on, Zoe, let's go.
Yeah.
They go into Megan's room.
Zoe didn't even say hi. She's definitely pissed. I should try talking to her. Though I should probably give them a few minutes alone first.
You go to your room.
What a day. I'm not sure if I'm happy or bummed that the day stopped repeating. Either way, I'm not stuck anymore. Still, there's a lot more I could have done. Plus, I'm super tired. Maybe a nap helps.
You jump into the bed and take a power nap. And sometime later...
Yeah, much better. I should go check in on Zoe and Megan first. That is, if Zoe's still here.
You get to Megan's door and barge in.
Hey!
Shit, sorry. I forgot there are no second chances anymore. I shouldn't barge in like an idiot from now on.
Close the door!
You do so. A few seconds later, Megan opens the door.
Yeah?
Can I come in?
I guess so.
Hi.
What did you need?
Nothing in particular. Just hang, I guess. Like old times?
We're kind of getting ready for the party.
Oh, right.
You know, the one to which you invited every girl you know?
I didn't know that the day would stop repeating, but I can't say that.
You didn't know? What?
Nothing. Why are you so pissed?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Ugh, look, I'm sorry for inviting Ellie.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sorry, okay?
You two look like you need to talk.
Please, don't leave me with him.
I'm just gonna go make us lattes. Be right back. Bye.
Megan!
Zoe, sorry. I acted like a dick, I know. Never should have invited both of you.
Then why didn't you?
I don't know.
That's a bullshit answer. Tell me. Just fucking tell me.
Fine. I was stuck in the same day and had nothing I did had any consequences. Well, until now. Might as well get it off my chest.
What?
The same day was repeating over and over and nothing I did mattered. Until it somehow stopped repeating.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Groundhog Day. You seen it?
Yeah?
That's kind of what happened to me.
You're joking! Still, gotta say, that's a creative excuse.
I'm not joking, Zoe.
Yeah, sure.
Then explain to me, how do I know you and Megan plan on having a threesome tonight?
What? How in the actual... How did he know about that?
How do I know that, right?
There's no way he could have known that. Only me and Megan know about that.
And I also know Megan's been having dreams about doing it with you and some rando.
I'm sure Megan would never tell him or anyone about it. And I sure as hell didn't tell him anything.
You okay there?
Yeah, just How did you know?
You told me.
No, I didn't.
You did, Zoe, and one variation of yesterday I got you to tell me.
I don't.
Believe me now?
But how?
Got no idea how and why it's happened to me. All I know is it's stopped now.
How many days were you stuck, I guess, in that loop?
I honestly don't even know anymore. Days, months, not sure.
And what did you do?
Anything I wanted to be honest. That's why I invited both you and Ellie. Because I thought it didn't matter. Nothing that I did had any consequences.
Did you, like, at least try to win the lottery?
Yeah, I won a few times.
So, where's the money?
Like I said, I didn't know it'd stop. So I didn't play it on the last day. That money would come in handy, though.
Okay, let's say that I believe you. What did you do with me?
Oh, nothing special.
Nothing pervy, I hope?
Pervy? No, of course not. Oh, if only you knew.
You hear Megan's footsteps nearing the door.
Don't tell Megan anything, please. And I'll tell you more about it later.
Got it.
Just as Zoe finishes her sentence, Megan walks in.
Here's the latte.
After a brief look at you and Zoe...
You two hash things out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Good enough. Anyway, Zoe and me had some discussions whether some clothes make us look too slutty. Maybe you can help?
I'm not sure. What are you trying to go for?
Sure,
slutty or not so slutty?
Just wait in your room. Soon enough, Zoe and me are gonna come to you in a few outfits. Understood?
Okay.
Great. See you in a bit.
Without an actual reason to protest, you obey and go to your room. Sitting down on your chair.
Now we wait, I guess.
And, as Megan told you, a few minutes later, they both barge into your room.
I mean, they look great. I don't have a problem with either one of them. Okay, get some more angles on them. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with either of the girls. I think those are fine outfits. They're not too slutty. They're actually very conservative outfits. There's a nice little belt there. I don't have an issue.
What do you think?
Hell, I even think Matt Walsh would approve. Maybe. That might be a step too far. Ben Shapiro? Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. That might be just a little bit too much of a V for him. What do you think? It's okay, I guess.
Okay? If you saw us for the first time, would you turn your head?
I don't know. It's just okay. Nothing special.
Come on, Zoe. Let's try on something else.
Right, here we go.
With a symbolic stomp, they leave the room and leave the door open. Not long after.
How about this?
Yep, that's pretty... You know, I like that a little better. I think Megan looks good. I don't know. Maybe that's just not a good pose. Her face, she looks really concerned. It doesn't work for me. Better.
See? Told you we don't look slutty enough.
Wait, looking slutty is the point?
Duh.
Then no, not slutty enough, if you ask me.
Okay, then. Come on, Megan. I have an idea.
Oh, Lord, here they go.
They leave again, closing the door behind them.
They're gonna be looking like a bunch of TikTok thoughts in an instant, I'm telling you. They leave again. Okay, well, I don't need to read that.
This time, it took them a little longer to get back. But eventually... The door to your room bursts open.
Huh? No one's there!
Two legs, one from each side of the door, slowly appear.
Oh, Lord. This is looking like something out of Penthouse. What are they doing? Oh, I do like that. I mean, come on, back in the day, You know, guys would go crazy over just a woman's legs, you know, because they had that flapper era. Oh, look at those legs on that one. Have you ever seen anything like that, George? No, Clark, I sure haven't. Look at those gams. My goodness, did you see that knee? Oh, the ankle. The ankle there. Oh, you're a little saucy there, Frank. You're talking about the ankles.
Both of them emerge behind the door.
Damn!
Without saying a word.
Yeah, that'll work.
They just slowly prowl towards you.
What do you think? Slutty enough? Guess we gotta learn from you.
Have you two been drinking?
Zoe gets down on her knees.
Here we go. She's not praying.
What is this thing? I don't know. I don't have one of those, for sure.
Megan gets down on her knees as well.
Could you teach us what it is, mister?
What are they doing? Oh, man. See, I don't like that kind of play. That child play. Oh, I can't do that. That's not my thing. I get some people are into that. Oh, mister, what? No. That's too far beyond the pale for me. I'm sorry. Call me old and outdated. That's just how I feel.
Oh, wow. What's it doing? I think it's getting bigger. Can I eat it? Does it taste good? I don't know. Maybe it's a snakey. Oh no, that's scary.
Oh Lord, they're going way too. I just can't get into that, guys. I've got nieces, so I would not want. Shit, that's not... That ain't gonna work.
Maybe we should run away. Hey, mister, does it bite? Me dumb. You pretty. But this... scary! Show me how to open? Do we licky? We really need your help, mister. Are we too slutty? Too dum-dum? We are! Oh no!
What the hell was that?
They stand up.
You should have seen your face. We were just messing around a bit. I doubt he even needs to answer if we're slutty enough or not. Yeah, we pretty much got the perfect reaction.
No, seriously, have you two been drinking?
Excuse me, ladies. Have you been drinking tonight?
Just a bit.
Well, I'm gonna have to see your license and registration then.
No way we're going to the party sober.
Don't you think you started a bit too early?
Is it too early? Is it really? Yeah, I mean, is it?
Probably.
Anywho, thanks for your opinion. Bye now. Bye, see you at the party.
All right.
Still giggling a little, both girls leave.
This day's getting crazier by the second. What time is it anyway? 6 p.m.? Okay, I think it's time to decide. Do I go to the party or do I stay home? If I go to the party, there's going to be Ellie, Zoe, and Megan. All kinds of shit could happen there. But if I stay home, Jessica's planning something for me. Plus, stepmother said I should visit her at night. How the hell am I supposed to decide? Party! I'm sorry, guys. That's what we're doing. Screw it. I'll go to the party. Ellie said to pick her up at 8 p.m. I still have 2 hours. Guess I got some time to play some games first.
1.5 hours pass in no time.
Oh, fuck, look at the time. I better get dressed ASAP.
In a rush, you get undressed. Suddenly, Megan and Zoe barge into your room.
Whoops!
Hey! Heard a knocking first?
That's what I call karma.
Well, that's true.
Anyway, we're going now. See you there. Yep, see ya.
Just close the door.
Sure, sure. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Megan closes the door as the girls leave.
Ugh, guess now I know how that feels.
You quickly get dressed.
This should be okay, I guess. Time to get going.
With a smile on your face, you make your way towards Ellie's house.
Ugh, ugh. Phew, I think I made it just in time. This should be it according to her text. It's 8 p.m. Do I just text her or do I knock on the door? Knocking sounds more reasonable, I guess.
You walk towards the door. When suddenly Ellie comes outside.
Ah, here she is. Man, she looks gorgeous.
Hey there.
Oh, wow, hey.
Wow, you like my dress?
Gulp, yeah.
Thanks. Don't look too shabby yourself.
And it's classy. You see how classy she looks?
Oh, yeah. My mom would like to meet you.
Gulp. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, let's get out of here.
Ellie grabs your hand.
It's not far, is it?
Yeah, we should be there in no time.
With that, you two make your way to the party. A few blocks later, muffled music sounds off from the house.
We're here.
Huh? That wasn't far at all.
Told you so.
I have to confess something.
Huh?
I'm so glad you asked me to come with you. I'm new in town and don't know many people.
Really? How so?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're beautiful. Thought the guys at college would be standing in line to meet you.
Not really. He thinks I'm beautiful? Aww.
I mean, that's a real thing. There's a lot of really pretty women that don't know they're pretty. Now, in my time, when dinosaurs still ruled the earth, you know, there were a lot of women that absolutely did not know they were pretty. They were gorgeous, but they didn't know it. Like, they'd never really had too many people say it. And, you know, and this was before the age of all the makeup and filters and everything. They were just like, so when you would see, like, a gorgeous woman, you know, with very little makeup, yeah, I mean, she was legit a gorgeous woman. So now, though, you've got the opposite, where you got a lot of women being told they're pretty, and some that absolutely are, you know, 100% pretty. Some are pretty with a whole hell of a lot of makeup. And then you've got those that aren't really pretty at all, but they're being told they're pretty just because the guy's trying to get a nut that he's not going to be able to get, otherwise known as a simp. So, back to the game here. That's weird. So I did read about very pretty girls sometimes having problems with this. Yeah, it is true, and it was something that happened back in my day when dinosaurs roamed the earth. I mean, we would ride a brontosaurus, you know, back and forth. That's how we traveled.
Huh?
It's something about guys being afraid to talk to them.
And you think I'm one of those girls?
Yeah.
That's so sweet of you to say.
Leaning in, she plants a kiss on your cheek.
Well, isn't that nice?
Thanks.
Don't mention it. At least this whole repeating day situation upped my confidence.
I like the music.
Really? I've heard the same beat for the last 5 seconds. Come on, in Seton, you guys. You guys got a one-up on the party music from Summer with Mia. That was just terrible.
So, we going inside?
Sure, let's go. Maybe the music sounds better inside than it does out. I know I'm adding lines, but come on.
Finally, the two of you enter the house.
Welcome!
Now it's just an even worse beat. I mean, there's royalty-free music, like, that you guys totally used for returning to Mia that would have worked here. Instead of... I don't know, it just doesn't sound that great. Maybe there's plans to change the music in some areas, or add music, who knows. Anyway, Amy is welcoming us, so let's be welcomed. Hey! Man, he totally looks like... If you've played a game called Out of This World or Another World, he reminds me of the very first frame you see the main character, where he takes his hand up and just holds it like that. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. It doesn't look like an actual wave. It looks like the weird kind of frozen... Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's a classic game. Hey. Oh, you brought a date.
Oh, hi, I'm Ellie.
Nice to meet you, Ellie.
Nice to meet you, Eddie.
Oh, she'll say that.
You hear some glass break in the distance.
Ugh, the party's only started and idiots are already breaking shit.
Should probably go check it out.
We can catch up later, okay? Anyway, make yourselves at home. There's a keg in the living room, so help yourself.
Well, I sure might!
She seems nice.
Yeah, she is. Why didn't I try anything with Amy before?
Damn, all these suburban homes are practically the same. My house has, like, the exact same layout.
Mine too. Guess that's just how it is in this neighborhood.
Guess so.
Seems like it could be a clue.
Beer?
The two of you make your way into the living room. Walking in, you see Megan and Zoe standing in the corner. Eyeing both you and Ellie. Unsure what else to do, you wave at them. And they wave back.
Hey, it's that girl you were talking to in front of the college, right? I think her name's,
Zoe.
Right, Zoe. Wanna go say hi to them?
Maybe later. I better keep them apart. Wouldn't want them making a scene.
And who's that other girl with her?
Oh, that's my stepsister, Megan.
She's a cutie, all right. Just like you.
Oh, thanks.
Not gonna introduce us?
Maybe a bit later.
Are you embarrassed of me?
Oh, here we go. Huh? What? No, of course not.
I'm just messing with ya.
Just want to spend some more time with you, that's all. See, I'd have women do that shit to me and they basically take their elbow and elbow you in the... It's like, I'm just fucking with you, and they'd elbow you in the damn stomach. I mean, and not like, just tap.
Sure, cheers.
Cheers.
About 4 cups of beer later.
That's all? Damn.
Shut up, there's no way. You like Portal more than Nier?
No, I haven't played Nier. Do I have Nier? Yes. Just haven't sat down and played it yet. And I'm talking about Nier Automata. I'm not talking about the other Nier.
I mean, Chell is so cool, but let's be honest here. B2 has a much better ass.
Okay, so they're talking about Automata also. I'll give it a try. I'm sure there's people shouting from the rafters right now. Grim, you haven't played Nier. You call yourself the robot guy and all this. You haven't played... I played a little bit of it. Like, I played the first boss, and I thought that was pretty damn fun. But I didn't have the kind of graphics card that you really need for that game. And I do now, so there's really no excuse. I could have fucking actually played it today, but, you know, things happen. You forgot that Shell never talks, my kind of woman.
So funny.
Ooh, she didn't like that. I'm just joking.
But... seriously, though, since Eva is your favorite anime, I would have bet you'd be more into Nier.
Does it really have connections to Eva? You know, I've watched everything except for the rebuilds, and I totally have the Blu-ray, which just came out recently, by the way. I'm talking about the one that collects the series, the movies, all that shit. Except for the rebuilds. It doesn't have those. Anyway, I'll watch those after I get finished with my Orotsuki Doji that I've been watching. Great series. I mean, like, the hentai, it's not even important. The series is just really good. If you like demons. Which I do. Japan doesn't mess with those anymore. Yeah, that's what most people would think. Don't know why, I just like Portal more. I never really liked Portal that much. I was not a big fan. I like the song in Portal 2. That's fun. But other than that, nah.
Oh, gotta pee. Don't go anywhere. We're not done here.
That was a great time, you know, to be around when gaming was... PC gaming was kind of... I don't know, like, Steam was just starting to come out, and you had, of course, Portal, the Orange Box, you know, Team Fortress 2, and Portal 2, and Half-Life 2, all those, just really fun games that a lot of people were playing from Valve, and of course, you know, there weren't that many games on Steam at the time, either. I remember looking at statistics yesterday, and there was only maybe about, like, 400 in that whole year. And you might say, oh, that's a lot, but that was nothing for the year. You know, there was a lot of games that were just getting started. And now it's like just a completely different era where people are like, oh, look at PAL World, it's doing so well. And all these indie, all these AAA games suck now, and I don't know. It's a weird situation. Don't go anywhere, we're not done here, she's saying. Waiting here, not moving a muscle.
And pour us another one, will ya?
On it.
Be right back.
Got it. Ellie is so fucking likable. Never expected us talking about anything and everything like this. She's fun, plus she's hot. I mean, that's always a plus. And she likes Anna.
Your inner monologue gets interrupted by Megan.
I didn't know dude was an anime fan.
Having fun?
Huh? Oh, hey, yeah, you?
Not bad so far. I see you and Ellie are really hitting it off.
We're just talking.
Sure. A beer for me, please?
Yeah, sure. Here, one red Thanks. Solo cup. Thanks.
There's just one problem.
Huh?
Megan leans in closer.
There's no tequila at this party.
Moving back, she winks at you.
Oh, we need that. That tequila will kill you. You gotta watch that. Oh, why didn't you bring the one at our house?
Forgot. Doesn't matter. Beer's okay too.
She takes a sip.
Still, tequila would be better.
If only I could be sure the day will keep repeating. This would be an easy fix.
I should get back to Zoe.
Right.
Oh, feel free to come talk to me too later. We still got some unfinished business.
Uh-oh.
She winks again, turns around, and walks back to Zoe.
Huh, the Megan route still might work.
With almost a hop in her step, Ellie comes back.
Oh, she's really turned on. If you've got the girl, turned on at the party, you're doing good. If she comes back with a pep in her step and she's all feeling good and giggling and all that, it's a good sign. I don't know about now in today's modern Instagram thing, but back then, that's how it would work. Here's your beer.
Thanks. Now, where were we?
Portal being better than near?
Okay, here's my unbeatable argument for near. The self-destruct button.
The what?
It removes the dress from 2B. I mean, come on!
I didn't even know anything about that. Okay, I admit, it's hard to argue that. Though you got a much better damn, my tongue's getting loose from the beer.
I have a much better what? It starts with A.
You're being complimented of having a better ass than 2B. That's worth applause, lady. You have a much better ass.
You really think so?
Yeah, because that's good. That's flattering. You can say that around her at the party. She's comfortable. You're not going to look like a creep if you say that because she's into you. Yeah, I do. There's certain things you can say at certain times around women. Like, if you don't know somebody, you don't just tell them they have a good ass. But if you talk with somebody for a while, you've been friends with them for a little bit, and you start getting a little closer, you can bring on a few compliments, light compliments like that. Oh yeah, I think you have a nicer ass. And also, she's going to notice that confidence, because it takes a lot of confidence to go and say, hey, you know what, you've got a nice ass, or you've got some nice titties, or something like that. I mean, she'll appreciate that if, you know, it's the right setting, the right time, and I mean, even if she's had a few, that might help too, because it takes the load off, it takes the edge off. Everybody has these little shields that we put up from day to day, and that's why, you know, a lot of people would hook up at bars, because they'd get drunk, and all those inhibition shields are gone, and you can just kind of be more vulnerable, you know, and just talk about things the way you normally wouldn't. And you'll find that some people are just a lot more easy to agree with when they're not, then they don't have all these edges and social pressures and things.
Thanks. How about I let you take a look then?
See? She's even willing to show you. What? Really?
Ellie sends you a seductive wink.
Don't want to see it?
Of course I do. That was actually me coming
out. I'll use it later then. I kind of feel Megan and Zoe trying to kill me with their stares. Maybe go talk to them a bit?
Don't worry about them.
Go talk to them. I'll go mingle a bit and you come find me later, like I said.
Alright. He said okay, but I was like, alright. Where did Megan go? Zoe's alone? I'll go talk to her.
But before you can, Zoe walks up to you.
It's dark. I can barely see Zoe.
Having fun?
Kind of.
By the way, that thing we were talking about.
What thing?
About you being stuck in the same day.
Oh, that.
I was thinking.
Uh-oh. Okay.
If you really somehow were stuck.
I was.
Okay, you were. I'm not buying the story you didn't do anything pervy.
Gulp.
So, did you?
Maybe, but nothing.
I knew it. Just admit it. What did you do?
He keeps saying nothing special, but he needs to just go on and straight up tell her. She's gonna find out one way or the other. I mean, even though she can't get into that variation, women will have this secret ultra magic that no one in the universe has ever figured out. And then be like, I found out. I know. I wasn't time traveling, or I wasn't doing the loop myself, but I know what happened. I know what you did to me. And there you go. Then you fuck. You should have just came out and said it.
Tell me. It's not fair.
What do you mean?
So you did something, and now only you get to remember.
Then just tell her.
I want to remember too. That's why I want you to do it again tonight.
Do what?
Whatever you did in that loop.
And?
What do you say?
Sounds like a plan. Okay, I'm cool with that.
So he moves closer and grabs your crotch.
Great. Now I'm really curious.
She winks and moves her hand back. Seconds after, Taylor enters the house.
Oh, there's Taylor. What's up, bitches? Let's get this fucking party lit. Please don't come here. Please don't come here. He's coming here. And he's here. Well, well, look who showed up. And talking up hot girls already, my man.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, ma'am.
Anyway, come see me later, okay?
A lot of these come see me laters.
Bye.
Bye. Only time somebody would ever tell me come see me later if it was trying to sell me something illegal, not drugs or nothing, but I did have a guy that would sell his Nintendo tapes, Nintendo games, and he'd say, yeah, come see me over later by this in the bathroom or something, because you couldn't really do commerce like that out in the hall, so that's how we had to do that.
A bit annoyed by Taylor's arrival, Zoe walks away.
You look sober. I had 3 beers, I think. Fuck beer, let's do shots. Maybe later. Don't be a pussy. Let's get fucked up. Fuck it, let's go. Might as well celebrate the end of the loop. That's the spirit. Whatever the loop is.
Lots of shots later.
They're shot in beer, come on now. I'm telling you, man. She had teeth down there. I'm not shitting you. Ha! Bullshit. No, man. She lived close to like a nuclear power plant or something. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't buy it. Want me to show you the bite marks? I'd rather you didn't. I believe you. Yeah, don't do it. Oh, hey, Amy. How's it hanging? Don't worry about it. You'll clean it up.
Maybe you could help?
That's my cue to move to another location.
Almost evaporating, Taylor moves to another group of people.
This motherfucker just teleported like Nightcrawler. He's out.
You walk up to Amy.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Hey! Stop pissing on that plant!
Uh-oh.
Everything's fine.
People got pretty fucked up.
Well, you look like you're still keeping it together.
I do?
Are you?
Yeah, not really.
At least you're not pissing on the ficus or whatever it is.
For now.
Please don't.
I'm joking. I promise I won't piss on the plant. Yeah, you go get them in line.
Sorry for ditching you again.
Nah, it's fine. Yeah, go do what you gotta do.
See you later?
Sure, see ya.
As Amy leaves, you're left with your thoughts.
I think it's time to choose. Wait, I'll need a bit more liquid courage first. Oh, don't get too drunk.
3 more shots of some awful whiskey.
Oh, they did have whiskey with them. Okay. Oh, it must have been Heaven Hill. Oh, I can't drink that. No, that was vodka. Not Heaven Hill. Heaven Hill doesn't make... I can't remember what the cheap whiskey was. Heaven Hill. Ooh, I can't drink that. I had a Shit, she's like my adopted sister. I got so drunk off that shit, I started saying words to her that were probably the most misogynistic shit, more misogynistic than anything I've ever said on this channel. And she told me, all right, that's it. I said, what? I said, get him in the bathtub. So they literally take me in the bathtub. I'm in nothing but my drawers. And they're like, we need a hot coffee. And it's like, what are you guys doing? You're going to sober up right now. And all of a sudden, they're taking this hot coffee, and they're making it, and they're pouring it down my throat. And I am just like, ah! So, yeah. Heaven Hill. Never again. Ooh. Ellie! Go visit the others later.
You stumble around the house looking for Ellie, but fail to find her.
What? Where the hell is she? I've checked everywhere, right? Oh shit! The garage! Or the garage,
as opening the garage door, you notice Ellie sipping beer by herself.
The hell is she doing there?
Not hesitating for a second, you approach her.
We meet again, sexy.
You're drunk.
We meet again, sexy.
I mean, that's what it sounded like.
You bet I am. What are you doing here, all alone?
Just needed some space. Everyone's so loud and obnoxious.
You know, yeah, how long I've been looking for you?
No, tell me.
Like, yeah, at least like 15 minutes.
Oh, poor you. Why don't I reward you for your efforts then?
Huh?
Ellie bends over the workbench and gives you a front row view of her behind.
Aw, wow, never gets old.
Oh? Just gonna stand there and watch?
Nah, you gotta slap it a little bit. Yep. Boop.
I don't think your ass compares to B2's.
What?
You know, that conversation we had about Nier and stuff? Oh, you motherfucker. You just said the wrong damn thing. You know what? This is when you get comfortable in a lie. Now, I would not say... Look, even if it's the truth... Even if the God honest truth, if you're trying to get some, the last thing you do is tell her the opposite. He just said B2 definitely has a better ass than you. And he's not even saying it right. He's saying it like vitamin B2 instead of 2B.
Ellie turns around with fury in her eyes.
You're about to get smoked.
Oh, does she now?
Uh-oh. Well, you can think about fucking her while you masturbate by yourself tonight, mister. Definitely.
Great, jerk. Then you can kiss this one goodbye.
Oh!
Look, that's why you don't do that shit. See, sometimes it takes a little computer game like this to show y'all youngins how you're supposed to deal with these ladies. And that is what you don't do. You don't go over there, I mean, if you're talking about, oh, so-and-so, you go, you know, all right, say, you look hotter than Margot Robbie, right? And say, oh, no, I don't. And then you go see her again, and you say, well, you know what? I kind of think Margot Robbie might be a little hotter. That's the dumbest fucking thing. If DP was here, he'd have a shitload of things to fucking say about this. That is not what you do. That is not what you do. Any of you young men watching, don't do that shit. Don't, even, again, even if it's a God honest truth, if it would hold up in court, it doesn't matter. If you want to get with this girl, you gotta stretch the truth just a little bit. I mean, this isn't something that's going to hurt you. It's not something that's going to come back on you because she's not going to remember it the next day, more or less. So you just go in there and you say, oh, yeah, you know what? You do have a better ass than 2B. Way better. Well, you really think so? Oh, yeah, see? Wham! Slap it real good one time. There you go, see that? Then you've already got her blushing and everything else. She'll give you the whole world at that point. Women love compliments. And if you go and do a neg like that, I don't think that's going to work. Because he thought, oh, I'm going to be an alpha, be a neg. I don't even think that's what it was. I think it was the alcohol talking. You gotta be careful when you're inebriated. Ellie leaves the garage.
Ellie leaves the garage in a hurry.
Yep.
What did I say wrong? Can't take a compliment, can't take criticism. That's the wrong time for criticism, sir. Fucking women.
You stay in the garage a bit longer, thinking about why Ellie flipped out.
Hell, that's your fault, sir.
Too drunk to figure it out, you go home. As soon as your head hits the bed, you fall asleep.
Thinking of what a dumbass you are. Ellie's story unlocked.
Next morning.
Ah! Who mows their lawn 2 days in a row? Wait, no, it can't be.
Jumping out of bed, you quickly get dressed. And rush towards Jessica's room. You open the door, almost violently.
Again? Jess and Chloe? Shit, gotta be careful not to wake them up.
Gently, you close the door. And silently go back to your room.
You gotta be shitting me. Is it happening again? Is the day repeating again? But how? Didn't it stop? Why is it repeating again? It's gotta be Jess again. It was probably too loud when I opened her door.
Can you open the door?
Yeah.
When I said open the door, I meant like now.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you keep it down? We're trying to sleep.
Sure thing. Sorry for waking you up.
Just keep it down, okay?
Oh, I know where this music sounds familiar because I heard it in Being a Dick. A lot of music gets used. Got it. Just a quick question.
What?
What day is it?
It's Friday, I think, right? Yeah, it's Friday.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Again, you slam the door in her face.
Fucking weirdo. And what was with that crazy threat yesterday? He's gonna fuck both Chloe and me? Too sleepy for this. Probably just took it out of his ass. Back to bed.
Well, don't start yawning, Jessica. You're gonna have me tired. It's Friday again? What the actual fuck is going on? I'm stuck again? Shit. What do I do now? Oh, fuck. I need to calm myself down and think. Okay, breathe.
A few moments later, you do manage to calm yourself down.
I have to be smart about this. There's no way to tell when the day might stop repeating. If I'm not careful, I could seriously mess up every relationship I have. I'll just be extra careful and play it safe for now. With some small changes that won't affect the next day too much. Yeah, sounds like a plan. At least until I somehow know for sure that the day will keep repeating, and not just randomly change. Still, why did it advance in the first place? I have to figure this shit out one way or the other. Just gotta keep calm. Take it one step at a time. So the plan for now is to do everything mostly the same with some small changes.
You try following through with your plan, and do mostly everything the same during the day. But soon, it was time to choose.
Do I go to the party or stay home? Okay, so now they're going to be asking me... I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know if we're even going to have a hub like we did last time. But at any rate, this is where I'm going to go ahead and leave it off for now. Because the loop has started and now the game has fully begun. And hopefully he makes a better decision than what he did last time. Alright, I'll see you guys next time with more Lust Theory Season 2 on Grim's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.